2020 has been one heck of a year, that's for sure. Testing everyone's happiness. Welcome back to the Society Says podcast, everyone. How are you doing today? I just woke up and, you know, I thought to myself, I'm going to record a new episode for my podcast. And the thing I want to talk about today is happiness, because why not? This has definitely been a year that a lot of people are struggling with that, struggling to find the things that make them smile and look past all of the crazy bad stuff that's happening in the world. And that's what I want to talk about today. So the first thing that I want to talk about with this is that everyone's happiness comes from different places, and it also looks different. I feel like a lot of people, when they think of happiness, they think that that means that somebody needs to have a huge giant smile on their face 24/7, or they need to be laughing all the time, that they just have to be bright and positive all the time. That's, in my opinion, that's not the case. Like, everyone is different in the way that they express their happiness, the way that they feel their happiness, where they get that happiness. Like, for example, for me, I have a lot of people who constantly ask me if I'm okay, because I just always look pissed off. Always. Even if I'm beaming with joy about something, I look pissed off. The only time in my life that people actually believed that I was happy, that they could actually see it in that generic way that they think that happiness looks like on every single person, was when I was getting engaged to Angel. That was when everybody could see that I was happy. But really, like, I'm a pretty happy person. I mean, you may not be able to see a huge smile on my face or me jumping up and down, but again, everyone looks different. Everybody expresses it in different ways. I'm somebody who will just continue on with my life. I'll continue to walk around with my RBF. I really don't change that much when I'm happy, except that I just know that I'm happy on the inside. My mental health is at a good place. Like, it's, for me, I guess it's more of a personal thing. I don't announce it to the world, you know, like maybe some other people might. And there's nothing wrong with that either. Some people get on like a huge high when they're really happy, and they just, everybody in the world knows it. Like, it's so obvious, and that's fine. Everybody shares it in different ways. And with that, I want you to realize that everybody gets happiness in a different way too. There are so many different things in life that can bring joy, but it might not bring that same joy to the person next to you like it does to you. So for me, happiness comes when all is right in my life. I love when the people that I love most in my life are getting along with one another. That is something that brings me so much happiness, because that means there's no drama. I hate drama. So eliminating that makes me very happy. And another thing that makes me happy is working hard. I love that I'm building up a business right now, and I love the challenges that come with it. Even on bad days, I love it. It makes me happy because I am somebody who needs a challenge. If I don't have a challenge and there's not like things, obstacles that I have to like overcome, I can actually start to nudge towards depression because I need stuff to keep me busy. Where on the other hand, some people might find that not so great. Some people might hate challenges and obstacles that come in their way in life because that just is very tiresome to them. And that is fine. My point is that we all get happiness from different places, and therefore we also show happiness in different ways. You know, a lot of people want money. A lot of people think that money will make them happy. And I definitely think that money can make you happy, but I think that that's not the only thing. I don't think that you just get rich and you're suddenly happy the rest of your life because you can buy whatever the heck you want to buy. I am somebody who thinks that happiness comes from other places. I have never been that person that really chased after money in that way. Obviously, I want to be comfortable financially, and especially thinking about like my future family, I really want them, I want my kids to be able to have the things that they need and not feel, I don't want to be crushed when I have to say no to them if they want something that like would make them happy. I'm not saying that I'm going to just, you know, spoil them and everything. Like obviously no has to be an answer sometimes, but I just want to be comfortable with our finances, and I want to be able to provide for my family and get them fun things every once in a while. But I have never been somebody who has really seeked after money too much. I actually, 2 years ago, I moved to Thailand and I had no money, like none. I bought my plane ticket and that was like the last of my money. And that's definitely scared a lot of people in my life. But for me, I cared more about the experience of just living in Thailand, even if it meant that I couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't afford going on like excursions and stuff like that. I didn't care because I just wanted to live in a different country. I wanted to be surrounded by different types of people. I wanted to embrace this new culture, even if it meant that I just got an apartment and I just taught English, and that's kind of what I did every single day. I didn't care because I just wanted to be there and I wanted to experience something new. But so many people around me, like I can't tell you how many people, because when I got there, I went through this training to, you know, become a teacher over there. And everyone, like they would invite me to go places and I would say, no, sorry, I don't have the money. And after a while, people were just like, why are you even here if you have no money? And I just like, I was always so annoyed by that question, because like, I would just look at them and be like, are you serious? I'm in Thailand. I'm living in Thailand. I don't care if I can't go on some expensive hike somewhere with a group of people. Like, I don't care. I just want to live here. I want to eat authentic Thai food. I want to struggle to talk with people because I'm trying to speak Thai with them, but like I'm really doing a horrible job. I want to just be in the culture. I want to live in a different country. I wanted to get the heck out of America. And that is what made me so happy. I didn't care that I was struggling financially. I didn't care that there were some weeks that I really like could not eat that much because I was running out of money. I didn't care. But having said that, I do know that being financially comfortable and stable is a plus in life, for sure. Because you are able to go do things. You're able to go have fun and not worry. Because I'm going to be honest, I was worried a lot of the times when I was living in Thailand, because if I didn't have money for something, but I had to travel somewhere for, you know, for like my visa purposes, it was kind of stressful. But I just figured it out along the way. You know, like I said, another thing that brings me happiness is like obstacles that come into my life. So I was actually kind of okay with it. But it 100% freaked out my mom and some of my siblings, because their happiness comes from other places. I do want to touch on something else, though, while I am talking about this whole Thailand thing. As much as I guess I should say when this happened, I was 19 and I was stubborn, and it was like the bad side of stubborn, not the good. Because I do think that being stubborn can be a good thing. You know, you're going after what you want and you're not taking no for an answer. But there is definitely a darker side to this. And that was where I was at this time. And I was just so adamant on moving to Thailand and doing my own thing. But it really negatively affected my mom. And I realized during that time living in Thailand that it's good to strive after your happiness, to do what you need to do to be happy, but your decisions don't only affect you. They also affect the people around you, especially people who are really close to you. So I am cautious telling you to do whatever it takes to be happy, because you just need to consider the people around you and the decisions that you're making. How is it going to affect them? With that decision of me moving to Thailand, yes, it was making me so happy. So happy. But it did the opposite to my mom. And I don't really want to go into the details. I actually have a YouTube video about this, but yeah, you'll have to go back in time quite a ways to go find that video. But I did open up about it on my YouTube channel. I kind of talked a little bit about this, but the point is that your decisions affect other people. They don't just affect you. So don't be naive when you're trying to chase that happiness. Find what makes you happy, but have that balance where you're considering other people around you. Obviously, I would say just consider like people who are close to you. You don't have to like consider like everyone, if that makes sense. I don't know. Honestly, guys, it's pretty early in the morning here, so I'm really sorry if this is not making sense or if I'm talking in circles, but I just felt like I needed to talk about this today, so that's what I'm doing. So I'm somebody who obviously doesn't need money to be happy, but the man that I'm married to is the complete opposite. He is somebody that money does bring him a lot of happiness because he likes that feeling of knowing that he can provide for his wife, that he can provide for his mom and his sister and his future kids. Like that is where he gets his happiness, is knowing that he can be there for the people that he loves financially, that he doesn't have to worry about that, that the people that he loves doesn't have to worry about that. So he is somebody who can work any type of job as long as it's bringing in a good amount of money, which is so crazy to me because I am the complete opposite. I cannot work at a job that I hate. Even if I'm getting paid the best salary, I don't care. I am not going to work somewhere that makes me miserable. It's just so interesting to me to think about how everybody looks at this differently. It's crazy to me. Like, and I don't think that there's a wrong answer. I don't think there's a wrong type of person. For the longest time, I thought that there was something wrong with me. I thought that I was like not a hard worker or something like that because I kept quitting my jobs. But really, I'm just somebody who will not put up with a job if I hate it, if it's making me miserable, if I'm like crying on my way to work every day. I won't put up with it. The money does not matter to me. And that is why right now I'm building up a business and I'm okay with the fact that I'm not making a stable income. I'm okay with that because I'm doing something that makes me so happy. Yes, I still get stressed out about it. I still have days that I do want to give up because it gets really hard some days. But even on days like that, I'm still happy with what I do. But I'm glad that I have a husband who doesn't really care what his job is. He just cares about making money. Because I think if both of us were the type of people who just could not work a job that we hated, we'd probably be in trouble. Probably. But talking about jobs, I do want to touch a little bit on working a little bit too much, maybe. So I have been talking a lot with Angel lately about how I'm a workaholic. And I never thought that I was. I knew I was a hard worker, but I never knew that I was a workaholic until I started building this business up. I cannot stop, guys. I really can't. When I think about taking a break, even half a day off, I just can't. I'm like, nope, I can't do it. If I take half a day off, like I'll lose all this progress. That is how my brain is working right now. I literally can't stop. And it's because I am one of those people that I am never completely satisfied with where I'm going. Well, let me rephrase that. So let's say I create a video and it comes out exactly how I imagined in my head. I'll be happy for like a couple seconds and then that happiness will disappear and I'll just want to get better and work harder and top that video. So I'm someone who I believe that I can continue to grow and get better and better and better, and I will never settle for anything, which that is where it starts to affect my mental health. So yes, my job makes me happy, but it's definitely a little bit toxic at times too. So I've been kind of thinking about this lately. Even the things that make us happy, the happiest, are there still parts of them that can also take a toll on us? And I've mainly been thinking about that because of my situation, my little workaholic situation. I love what I do so much that I just want to keep getting better and better, and I'm not going to settle. But that attitude, yes, I'll probably end up reaching my goals with that attitude, but I also have been fighting depression lately. You know, like I don't think I could ever actually fall into depression just because the way that my attitude is right now, because I'm such a workaholic, I don't think I could ever just like curl up in a ball and stop. I don't know. Maybe one day I will, but I have been fighting with the line of depression a lot lately because when I think about how I can't take a break, that gets to me because I'll be so tired and I just want to take a break. But I'm like, no, I can't. I have to get this done and this done and this done. And if I take a break, like being active on social media, like I'll lose all my progress. That is like what goes through my brain. And so I'm just wondering, and I know that I can't actually hear your guys' responses, but maybe you can think about this. Think about the things that make you happy, but also think about within that, what becomes toxic or what becomes a problem? What challenges do you face with that? Because honestly, I think that there might always be challenges that come with the things that make us happy, which is so interesting. And to think about with those challenges that come with it, are they harder challenges to overcome than like just other challenges in your life? And is it because you care so much about this thing? So when we're talking about happiness, it's just very interesting to talk about chasing after that happiness because you're always going to run into issues. You're always going to run into obstacles that you have to overcome. I think that it's just about finding the things that you care about, that you are so passionate about, so that when you run into those obstacles, you have that strength to overcome it, that you feel so passionate about this thing that you're like, okay, like let's brainstorm. How am I going to get past this? How am I going to overcome this and get back to a point where I am back to being happy with this thing? I mean, these are just some things that I've been thinking about lately, just with working so hard and with those thoughts going through my head of like not being able to take a break and struggling with my mental health a little bit. I've just been thinking a lot about all of this. So, you know, I'm kind of just throwing that out there for you guys to think about too. But after saying all of this, I do want to put a little reminder out there that you do need to do your best to take care of your mental health. Because when your mental health starts to go downhill, that's when a lot of your challenges that you're facing will become harder and harder to overcome. And it's just so much easier to face a challenge when you're feeling very healthy within your mental state. And I think a lot of this just comes from taking breaks when you need them. And I feel like a hypocrite saying this because I literally just told you that I struggle to take breaks. I like don't take breaks. But it's something that I need to work on. You know, I'm human. I am not perfect at this. I know that I need to take breaks. And that's why I tell and remind you guys to take breaks too, because I know the importance of it. And I am trying to do the same for myself too. It's weird how it's really hard to take breaks for some people. But it's just really, really important to remember to notice your body. It's important that if you are somebody who's more of like a workaholic or you get really involved with the projects that you're working on, it's so easy to get so consumed into what you're doing that you don't even recognize when your body is screaming at you to stop, that it needs something, that it needs food, that it needs to go lay down, that it needs whatever it is. That happens to me all the time. I'll be so consumed in editing a video that I don't realize that my body is just like dying, that it needs a break until I finally like sit back and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to throw up because I've been hunched over and I'm in a room that's like a sauna and like I haven't had food, like all of those things I didn't even realize. And so I'm here as your reminder to please, with everything that I've talked about, with chasing your happiness, with overcoming challenges, with working so hard at things that you're passionate about, please consider your mental health. Consider your body. What does it need? Don't drive yourself into the ground. It's not worth it. Whatever it is that you're working on, it's not worth it. Just try your best to find that balance. Find what makes you happy. Work hard at it, but also take care of yourself. Because those things will always be there. And that's what I need to realize. That's what I need to remember when I am telling myself that I need to take a break, but I'm fighting that. I need to remember that this will be here when I'm done taking my break. It's not going to run away. It's not going to disappear. It's going to be right here when I'm done and when I'm ready to come back. And that's maybe something that you guys can adopt. You can adopt that way of thinking that it's not going anywhere. Because part of my problem, and I feel like I should probably mention this, is that I constantly feel like I'm running out of time. And part of that is because growing up, people have always thought that I'm older than what I actually am. So right now, a lot of people think that I'm in my mid to late 20s, but really I'm only 21. But I feel like I'm approaching 30. So I feel like I'm running out of time to figure out what I want to do for my career and like building up my business and being more successful. I feel like I'm running out of time. And people are constantly, when they hear that, they will look at me and they're like, Staria, you are being ridiculous. You are only 21 years old. You need to calm down. Like, your 20s are for experimenting. They're for figuring out what you want to do, what makes you happy, all of that. And I can't help but have that mindset. I can't help but think, like, I'm running out of time. I need to work harder. I need to work faster. So that also goes into play with taking breaks. Like, I constantly feel like if I take a break, that is me not working for like a whole day that I could be moving faster. I could be moving, you know, towards my goals and more towards success, whatever success is in my head. And it's ridiculous. Like, saying this out loud is ridiculous because it's going to be there when I come back. And also, I'm only 21. I need to chill. But even with me saying that, like, I'm saying that right now, that I need to chill. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking of all these things I need to do, that I need to do now, that I can't take a break. So please learn from me. Take a break. Chill. You're not running out of time. Even if you're like 50 years old and you're listening to this right now, you're not running out of time. If you're wanting to achieve something in your life, just keep working towards it. But take breaks. Chill. It's always going to be there for you to return back and work on it. Just don't get so consumed in the timeline of the world. The world, for some reason, just moves so freaking fast. And that puts a lot of pressure on people, a lot of stress, a lot of unneeded things. So just work at your own pace. You're fine. If you feel like you really do need to get something done by a certain age, then, you know, work towards it. But if you don't get there, that's fine. It's still going to be there. So I feel like this episode was a little bit all over the place, talking about happiness, talking about being a workaholic, talking about money, talking about all these different things. But it was just some things that were on my mind that I felt like I needed to share today. You know, I feel like maybe there's some people who can relate in some way to these topics that were covered today. I know that 2020 is a crazy year for everyone. It's a year that a lot of people are struggling with mental health issues that they've never struggled with before, or people who have always had mental health issues, but they're just so much worse right now. You know, just remember the things that make you happy. Remember those things that just spark some sort of joy, that bring a smile to your face, and start doing that. Try. And if you don't know what it is, just go out and figure it out. You know, every day try something different until you find that thing that makes you happy. It is a weird year and it's really hard. There's a lot of weird challenges in this year, but I really believe that all of us can get through it. 100%. Like, no doubt. I know that we could all get through this year. We can get through these crazy challenges and we can fight through it. Just make the best of it, and I would say just focus on your happiness right now, more than anything. Focus on your happiness and take care of your mental health. I believe in all of you guys, and I appreciate all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new one. So I will see you guys then. See ya.
Thank you.